Midsummer in Battle Creek. Efforts to bring and pick men to Battle Creek to add strength to the business interests of the cause were just beginning to bear fruit. On June 20, White reported to the readers of the Review. Already the fort at Battle Creek is being reinforced by veteran soldiers. And the scheme, which constitutes a firm basis of hope for the future success of the Publishing Association and our Health Institute, is the removal of a liberal selection of best families from several states to headquarters. Their moral and religious influence is needed at this fort. Ibid, June 20, 1871. On July 18, there was a buoyancy in James White's report of the camp meetings in the West that he had attended. And he noted, "We are happy to find on our return that prosperity attends the work at the Publishing House, and at the Health Institute. And by the grace of God, we can report improvement in health and spirits. Mrs. White is in excellent spirits, and designs to complete her second volume of The Spirit of Prophecy before the Eastern Camp Meetings. This she will do in Battle Creek, if friends will not interrupt her with their personal matters. If they do, she will go to Greenville, where she can be retired." Ibid, July 18, 1871. He rejoiced particularly over the achievements of the Health Institute. It was finally on a sound financial basis, under good management, and with four physicians on the staff. Enlargement of the main building was about finished, and the cottages had been refurbished. It seemed that there should be a rededication of the facilities. This would offer an opportunity to acquaint the city and surrounding community with the institution. A committee was formed to foster such a program, and the back page of the Review carried an announcement of a health convention to be held Thursday, July 27, with plans for a banquet. James White, as chairman of the Committee on Arrangements, signed the notice, Ibid. It was a grand success, as we will report in the next chapter.